up position. Yeah. You can't lay on the ground, you can do none of that shit. And this, and I had to because my teacher was my cousin.
Oh, hell no.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, all right,
not as a baby.
Yeah, like, if you train kids when they're younger, like, that's how they get the Spartans.
That is terrible. That is a child. You gonna make me do 101 push-ups, no breaks.
Yeah. Most of the niggas got tossed off the cliff growing up, being born.
They say we lazy as Americans because, like, we don't do shit.
Super lazy.
Hey, listen, before I even do anything, get this shit started, we gotta do it. I gotta pop this shit right here. It's 200, y'all.
Hey. Hey.
It's fucking 200, bro.
Hey.
It's not even a podcast. I'm going to do intros in a second. I'm going to let some music play. We're going to pour up some champagne. But it's,
I'm going to cut my cigar.
I'm going to give a big thank you to everybody that's watched, that's listened, that's followed, subscribed. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that commented, did a poll. Nigga, y'all shared this shit. Y'all came on the joint. Like, y'all bought a hoodie back in the day. Man, listen, I appreciate y'all, nigga.
Everything counts.
Yeah, no, for real. I saw some hoodies back in the day. I ain't did it in a while. We should do it again, but like, yeah, man, listen. Early bird. Hey, play your troubles. Let's put, all right, bro. Don, get you a glass, man.
So I got some.
Nah, just coming in there, too. Man. We toasting up real quick.
You know I do. You know I do. Me and this bitch drink tequila with me.
Oh, you got it toasted? You ready, Billy? Let's get you toasted.
Y'all stick beside us.
Stick beside it.
Listen. One time, it's 200. I'm going to give a big shout out. Listen, who I got with me? I got DJ the Chef.
Yo.
That's my homie. If you need something to eat on these streets, holler at DJ. I don't know why you ain't did it yet.
Amen.
I got motherfucking Miss Gladys, never the saddest. Look, still the baddest, no pips, we in this bitch. I got fucking Kelsey in this bitch. Hold on, K-Wizzle, my nizzle. All y'all bitches that do makeup is bye. Y'all ain't got no artwork with that shit. Hold up, what we doing? I got Don, the Don Dollar, my brother, nigga. Hold up, we got Trilly Millie in this bitch. This shit ain't rocking unless Millie in this bitch. And you know she coming all the way from North Philly, Brooklyn, Collinwood, nigga. Same time, just make it make sense, nigga. And I got my homie Rail in this motherfucker, the big boy. Look, if you want to talk to Rail, you got to talk to me first. And if your energy off, man, that shit's a no, dog.
Cheers,
y'all.
Hey, cheers, y'all.
Happy New Year, man. Look, bro. How y'all feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Like a billion
bucks.
Right. If I feel down, I'm up now.
Right.
It is really good.
I'm feeling great right now.
All right, listen.
I love that shit.
It's Martin Luther King Day week. So big shout out to MLK. I'm gonna get all my black shit out the way. Everything.
We should have had a whole week off.
We should have had a whole week off.
We had a whole month of February off too.
You're not the first to say that though.
Everything free.
Bro, hey, we should have put on some shoes and walked to Atlanta.
I don't know about the look for a dump trip, but I thought y'all was gonna stick beside me.
I wasn't gonna do that for real.
I don't know about that one, bro.
And not with me for real, for real.
Hey, hey, man. We gonna get on the first things first, man, because we ain't seen each other in a little while. Who all saw the Cat Williams interview?
I've seen some of it. I've already seen the hour. How long is it? Like two hours?
It's two hours and 47 minutes.
So 3 hours.
47, I checked out. I get to hear now. My ADHD is ADHD.
That's a good thing.
And I did a couple of different things. So I still, people be saying stuff that I'd be like, damn, he said that. I ain't hear that part. Oh, you just multitasking, that's why. But man, I gotta check it out then. I've seen bits and pieces. Shay Barry even got to interview.
He was so fucking flabbergasted. He's just like,
I think he tried to win him back in. Like, tell me about your childhood. And the nigga went back off about
it. My favorite part was.
He
got a little bit of mess.
You have an unnatural loyalty to losers.
That's unlike you.
That's unlike you. And that shit, that's that like, take the cake. I didn't see the whole interview, but that part right there is funny.
Chill out. We don't gotta get through that. Like,
can Jesus I point something out? Cat Williams said a quote in there. And I quote on Cat Williams. Okay. He said, the truth don't need motivation.
I mean,
I was like, oh my goodness.
Okay, and that leads me to the question that we were talking about before. Do you think that everything that he said in there was facts?
Not everything, because I don't believe you read 3,000 books in a year.
But
you feel me? I'll get what he was saying. That's like long story short, he reads a lot. That's what he was saying. I think he's being sarcastic. He said 3,000, lucky.
I think he embellished. Yeah, like you think he was telling the truth about everything, guy?
Probably most things.
Chelsea.
No.
DJ.
No.
Majority rules.
Yeah, I feel like yeah.
Millie.
I feel like.
Half and half, Gladys.
I think it's possible, but I really don't think he actually read that amount of books.
Oh no, just the books part is bullshit. I'll tell you, it's a lot of things that he said that I think was like slightly bullshit. The truth don't need motivation. Like I'll tell you this, like he had his whole motivation was having the truth and niggas was lying. Like it got motivated by lies.
It was a lie.
Like that doesn't make, that didn't make sense to me. The truth does need motivation.
What?
What is this?
This is champagne.
This is gonna be like some pop.
Listen, the truth does need motivation because generally
on air motivating the truth. Am I wrong?
Generally,
he may be motivating other people, but they're not even speaking.
He's a speaker. He's motivating the truth. He was
generally speaking, niggas that know the truth are shutting the fuck up. You're not just running around just spreading all of the truth. Niggas that know the truth kind of like you kind of give it, but you kind of know it. Like, generally in the face of a lie, you're trying to, that's what Cat did. Cat didn't just come to tell the truth. He came because niggas lied on him. Or else he would have came first.
Lied of him, too.
Or else he would have came first.
Yeah, the interview threw me off. I didn't know where it all stemmed from. I like it. I just threw me off. It was just...
Oh, y'all don't watch Club Chasin.
What is it?
Club Chasin and Sharp Shit.
No, I didn't know he had a show up until I saw that interview.
Oh, okay.
Last person I saw him, he was doing the new sports.
I don't watch
TV, guys.
So, no, I did know he had but I didn't know the references that he was making. But it was clear that he was referencing something, that he was responding to something somebody said.
Oh, okay.
At least
I feel
sure I got that. Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. Know
who?
I didn't know whatever.
He
know who?
I
know
the name. Like,
he says the name.
Probably 2,000 times inside the fucking interview.
No, it's multiple people. It was Steve Harvey. It was FaZe. Cedric the Entertainer. It was Ludacris. Yeah, like it was laundry list.
Damn,
Ludacris. But what did they say for him? That's what I'm asking. What incited the riot?
It was either Cat Williams or Ludacris for Fast and Furious.
It started. It originated with.
Or something like that.
They were producing a movie, and I forgot the name of the movie. They were producing a movie, and they claimed that Cat Williams was supposed to take the role of Santa, wearing the Santa outfit, and he was like.
With Ricky Smiley.
Let
me finish, y'all. It started with Ricky Smiley, Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, and FaZe on the. Coming on the show and speaking things about a nigga that he says aren't true.
Yeah.
The interview starts off, he doesn't even let Shannon ask him a question. He says, this is the place, you set this up to be a place of truth, and I'm coming here to tell the truth because you've had comedians here that have come and lied in your face. That's what he said he was there for. So I had to come.
It was entertaining.
Which goes back to
He also said, why did you let them lie to you? He was like, well, I didn't let them. I didn't think it was a lie. I just took it for like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was happening.
That's Shannon Sharp playing dumb.
Right. Well, I mean, you're not in the movie production, so you don't necessarily know what's going behind the scenes, what script belongs to who, you know, unless you're doing like bloopers and shit like that.
Well, no, that's just being
Cat Williams was pointing that out.
That's being a good interviewer. Shannon Sharp has like, it's different styles of interview, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can be one of them hard-hitting, like, investigative reporters, or you can be one of them niggas that get people really comfortable and let them talk.
But he also said, like, I didn't put him on the spot, like, are you telling the truth, though? Like, he didn't think of that's it like, right. Oh, are you telling that's the truth? Saying. He's just thinking of like, oh, okay, like, oh, that's what happened. Oh, okay.
He's probably giving him the benefit of the doubt because why would he need to lie?
Then? He's an interviewer.
Yeah, he's an interviewer.
He does not need the truth.
Right. He just needs the what is it, the tea?
He needs it to be entertaining for people to want to watch.
Because
the celebrities, you know.
And like, so his, so my thing with Shannon Sharp did a phenomenal job. He's done a phenomenal job with all of the mess as being just a guy that's set up a place where people can come in, they can tell their story, they can also spread some mess. You're going to get a little bit lit off of some whiskey or off of some cognac, and you're going to talk. Like, and he runs a good show. I think he did a good job.
So what do you think, Mr. I'm going to go around the room?
I think he runs a good show. And I think,
no, what do you think about Cat Williams' stories?
Oh, like I told you, I think that he was bullshit on some things. I think that he came with receipts about some things, and I think that some things just didn't make sense. Like, there's things that still, like, are...
I haven't seen the whole thing, so I can't
even talk about it. I mean, it makes you think. Yeah, you have to do receipts as in, like, he had good points to make it look like, okay, it is a fact. Like, okay, this is my proof. Like,
you don't consider anything that you said to have receipts?
I consider it being one side to whatever story you tell me.
Okay. Okay, so in the aftermath...
Did I choose to believe it or I choose not to believe it? I wasn't there, he wasn't there, or... If he said it, it's weird. I choose to believe it or not.
Well, Cat Williams has writing credits on Friday After Next. Like, that's...
Oh, yeah. Like, but I did say there are big... I definitely believe that there are some
but
things
that
he said that was...
If I come and I let you know that... Some, did you know that Cat Williams wrote
but
for
again,
Money Mike before? That.
No, I didn't.
Did you know before he came to say? Did you know before he came with a receipt that niggas didn't know? So when Ricky Smiley comes up here and tells a story about Friday After Next, and niggas don't know that Cat Williams is a credited writer, and then you look it up, and then it's, oh, he's a credited writer. That's a receipt.
Never knew that.
That's a receipt.
Yeah, I never knew that.
So he came with
something that can be validated. Yeah, okay. I didn't know that he dropped any valid. I guess I didn't hear the accreditation.
The only reason I believe him is
any
because
validation. Like, you're right. Anything that can be looked up, you're right. That could be validated.
He came with. He came with a multitude of receipts. Now, do I think that he has in his contract that Ricky Smiley has to wear a dress in movies? I don't know if he can have that in his contract. But do I see Ricky Smiley wear a dress in a lot of movies? Yeah. Does Ricky Smiley play a believable woman? Yes. Has anybody ever thought about the fact that you've seen Ricky Smiley play a believable woman more than once? No. That's a receipt. If he talks about the time that he was going to be in a movie and then, like,
if you choose to believe it, that last one, I don't feel like that's a receipt.
Wait, what?
What do you mean?
Ricky Smiley wearing dresses in movies? That's not what he's talking about.
But if you
weren't addressing movies,
that's only if I choose to believe the correlation, though. Like the fact that he dropped it.
Like I said, he didn't say. I don't necessarily believe it's in his contract that he makes Ricky Smiley wear a dress. Because also that wouldn't make sense in his.
Yeah, I don't think Ricky Smiley.
No, he said he make a wear dresses and they make movies together. He said they do movies together. All right,
hold on, everybody. Hold on.
He said in a contract, he only if they do a movie together, Ricky Smiley got a
Ricky. I think that's bullshit.
Ricky Smiley got a what?
But he said if Cat Williams and Ricky Smiley do a movie, Ricky got to wear a dress.
I think that's bullshit.
But the next movie they play with each other, he had a dress on, though.
I understand. I think that's a coincidence. And Millie is saying, I don't think there's an actual receipt to say that Cat Williams made that happen. Also, if Cat Williams is against niggas wearing dresses in movies, why would he put in his contract that Ricky Smiley had to wear a dress? Doesn't make sense.
Wait.
If he's been the nigga that has been championing, telling other niggas, like Brandon T. Jackson has come out. I've seen the interview where he talked about, yeah, Cat Williams did tell me not to wear a dress, and I still wore the dress, and I feel like everything was bad. If he's the nigga to be championing, we don't have to do this, it makes absolutely no sense that it would be in your contract that you would be making a nigga do this, regardless if you like it or not.
If that's the only one in there, what if it's just fuck Ricky Smiley? Why can't it just be fuck Ricky Smiley?
I don't think Cat Williams has that type of pull, and two, I think Ricky Smiley wears dresses in movies because it's not just First Sunday that he has a dress on. Like,
oh shit, Ricky Smiley was in First Sunday.
I don't even remember Ricky Smiley in any of his dress roles.
Yeah.
I mean,
I knew that was a man in the toilet.
I don't even
the receipts have been out there. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's another receipt. There's pictures of him in the dresses and multiple, like...
And that's what he... That, those was what he was pointing
and that's my thing, is he came with receipts. There are things that have been corroborated. Whether or not, like, niggas took the time to go corroborate them, they have been corroborated. I've corroborated some of them, and then there's just other shit out there. Like, yeah, so he told the truth on some things. Like,
said so what about the Ludacris thing? Because I thought it was weird he responded to the song.
What happened to Ludacris?
Because he said that the thing was up between him and Ludacris, and that when it came down to it, which I thought was weird, because it could have been just a coincidence, but he said the time that came up for them to pick whoever it was going to do, and he said...
Ludacris had to shave off his shit.
Right, they said one of us had to cut our hair and got X amount of money, and they doing so many movies, and he is, they able to make, what, how many movies he don't get already? But I mean, that was just weird, because then he responded with a whole little freestyle.
But if listen, none of the responses from anyone disproved anything the cat said.
Right. No, I get that.
That to me is like a big, nigga, you don't have receipts.
Right.
That's a big, I have an image built on whatever, and I'm going to say something because, like, you got to go to school the next day after somebody talks shit about you. You still got to go to school. You can't just stay home forever.
Right.
You got to, so, nigga, you got to say something. Mm-hmm. And I've seen a multitude of, I'm going to take the higher road, or like kind of strong stances, but not really saying that that shit didn't happen the way he said it happened.
Right.
That's not necessarily a receipt, but that's a nigga, all right, you take it how you take it. I
wonder what happened to Cat Williams. I ain't gonna lie to you.
What he's doing is, in fact, he's probably he's just putting people on the spot to see if there's a pulse in his I think that's what it is. I don't think some of it, obviously, he's showing like there's receipts. He's showing like, okay, this is facts, and that's why he made that comment when he said about the cult, like the motivation part. But when it comes to like putting people on the spot, I think he's doing that to see if anybody's gonna object to what he's saying, like, or opposed to what he's saying, like, oh, I don't know if that's right because so and so, or this happened, not what Cat Williams is talking about. Because he wants these people that he's specifically naming to tell him otherwise. To tell Shay Shay, like, okay, yeah, point me out, like, yeah.
I don't think so. I think he wants them to...
It's like you said, you got to go to school the next day, right? If he's pointing these people out, he wants them to be like, okay, tell me I'm lying.
Say it's right, okay. That's true, too.
Tell me I'm lying.
That's very true, too.
Because of the way he's
calling your bluff. That's very true.
He's like, okay, I'm saying this about you, and you know it's true. Now tell me I'm lying. You know what I mean?
That's true, too.
Opposed to...
Cat Williams made a response.
So it's like, what... Right, like...
To Ludacris?
That's what I mean.
Give me some time, I'll find a good
one.
Y'all gotta keep talking though. Like, you can't just sit here and be silent.
No, I haven't seen the whole thing, but now I feel like I can watch some of it and skip past the parts that I've seen and still catch up in like an hour, maybe hour 30.
Do you guys think he gave money to the Migos?
No.
I'm not even sure about that. I can't even comment on that considering
I seen some random white guy on my IG post a picture with him and Kat, and I've never seen this white guy before, and this white guy said he had did a show one time, Cat Williams seen him, and then after he met him, he took him on tour with him and paid him, and he talked very highly of Cat Williams. And this comedian, I've never seen this comedian before. You know what I'm saying? It was some white guy.
I ain't gonna fake though. I ain't gonna fake.
I feel like he's made handouts for, you know.
They say he pays respects to the comedians. Do right. I think that he helped the Migos? I think that he said that he helped the Migos die. If you listen to him, he said he helped the Migos, and he just can't say that he helped the Migos.
Okay. Does everyone else agree?
Maybe he's saying like he's a part of it, not saying like he is doing it, or he's the whole.
He didn't say he didn't help the Migos.
Oh no, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that he did or didn't.
So he said he did.
He probably was part of it.
What he's
participate in, like, you know.
What Cat Williams said exactly when he was asked, he took a whole deep breath. He said. Well, I don't think we've ever seen the Migos in a position where they look like they need financial assistance. And if they were in a position where they needed financial assistance, I would assume that QC or their representation or whatever would be able to help them with the situation. But on the other hand, if I was ever presented with the opportunity to help them egos with a financial situation, well then yeah, I would do it. But and when it comes to me, I'm not a nigga that pillow talks about the good shit that I do. I just do the shit that I do, like, you know what I'm saying, because if I want to do some good shit, because it needs to be done. So you can read that and whatever the fuck you think it says.
So much. If that was verbatim on my mama, I'm about to be like, tell me what I wore for my 12th birthday, because you remember everything. Ain't no way.
I watched that shit times.
Like, damn.
I watched that shit multiple times. It was a really good interview. Like, I watch content. Like, the shit that go out there, like, I pay attention to it. Like, that's why it's part of podding. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to be able to watch nigga style, you gotta watch interview style, you gotta see the shit to take. Like, yeah, I seen the shit. Yeah. And I seen it, I watched it two times the first day.
The Cat Williams interview?
Yeah, two times the first day.
Yeah, damn! There's a part one of it?
That's crazy.
No, it's straight through. I watched it twice. I watched it.
Oh, okay, and then the straight through, yeah.
Yeah, I watched it back to back. I watched it two times the first day.
He was at work?
No, I was at home. Like, I'm gonna watch it at work. Like, oh. It's a 3-hour interview. Like, no, I watched the interview.
Dress
right.
Work, and then I finished it when I got to work.
Mm. I probably put my earphones in and listen to it while I walk around.
And when it came back,
I don't think I need to see it per se.
No, I watched the interview. I mean, I like to watch interviews. Like, that shit's in, like, I love that shit. Like, I watch interviews. I like to see the people. Like, I like to see their inflections. I like to see their mannerisms when they're talking. I like to see if they're looking at the interviewer in the face when they're asking questions, or if they just keep looking at the camera a lot. I like to watch how they bounce.
So what did you see doing that? Because I haven't seen it. So what was he? Was he making eye contact?
He made a lot of eye contact.
Oh, he really was.
Because
he was like.
And he made a lot of eye contact with the camera.
Yeah, he definitely did. Because he was like doing this too. He definitely was.
Yeah, he did some.
I gotta trade the coin.
Real life. You vicarious. Got a fast car. But you hit the medium. Another body. Body by comedian.
That's funny.
But I got paid. Rookies is a must, but I got raid. They just ain't a liar big than a mother. But he still got for your number one last point, and I'm gonna leave it alone. I've never personally been with Quincy Jones, but you. That was your girl, boy. Don't play with these toys. I mean, to be avoided at all costs.
He said he was fucking Quincy Jones.
Hey, man.
Who said that? He said Ludacris was? Well, you know what's crazy about Quincy Jones, though? That's not the first time I've heard that. DMX has said Quincy Jones tried to fuck him in an interview.
I think a lot of these big words.
Oh, dead ass serious. DMX has said that
nigga. It's a lot of niggas that have done shit like that in the interview. That was Cat Williams overarching, like... That was one of his overarching points, that I've paid people to give me information about people in the industry. I've been around and I've seen shit in the industry. If you listen to his stand-ups, he's been talking about it since, what was that, the Pimp Chronicles, when he talked
he
about
it. He said, Professor, I was in front of my board, and the board member hit a whole line of cocaine.
No,
I know what you said. I'm just giving an example. Like,
I'm talking about when he was talking about on the Pimp Chronicles, when he was talking about going to Hollywood parties and seeing Professor Ogilvy in a room with another man and shutting the door. His thing since he's been on has been outing niggas for being gay and what niggas do to be stars, and the fact that he doesn't do that. That's been his thing, his crux, since his inception. Talking about Michael Jackson, talking about Professor Ogilvy, ever since he had the big stage, that's been his shit. Like, and so that's continuing to be his shit. Like, he just... And he said a lot of shit about the niggas that he was talking about. And he said, nigga, I know the shit that y'all don't want me to know, and this, that, and the third. And shut the fuck up. Like, stop lying about me. Shut the fuck up. I don't do hard drugs. Shut the fuck up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas have been saying a lot of shit about me for the past 10 years. And I ain't said shit. And I just had enough. And I feel like I'm motivated enough, and I got enough truth to come out here and say, shut the fuck up. I'll give you a couple of receipts, and if you want some more, you can take some more and say whatever you're going to say. But it just seemed like one of those. I don't know. Seem all right to me, though. I like the interview. I think Shannon Sharp did a good job. I think he did all right.
And I believe what he was saying, because Ice Cube came on and was saying, like, some of the stuff he was saying was true.
Like, it's just,
Yeah, I don't know. I ain't a big Steve Harvey fan. I've seen the actual footage of the jokes that Steve stole and said stole. Mm-hmm. The said one is up in contention. I've actually seen the Steve Harvey do the verbatim.
I've seen that.
The verbatim Cat Williams joke. I've watched. There was a lot of receipts that the nigga came up there and dropped.
The funniest joke that got stolen was by Cedric the Entertainer, and it was that Bominicious one.
I just feel like it was competition.
Bominicious. That's just funny as fuck. So, everybody can't talk at the same time.
He said that shit was competition. Like, so he's sparring. Like,
no, Cat said y'all niggas aren't competition to me. What he said is I studied y'all niggas. Specials. First off, I have more specials than y'all niggas. I looked at the time frames and the jokes that y'all was telling and how many laughs y'all got. My specials get more laughs. Y'all niggas go get support and sponsors. I sponsor myself. Motherfucker, I'm still on the road doing the shit. I put on comedians. Y'all steal jokes. I don't steal jokes. I bring writers. We do this shit the right way. What he said is, Shannon Sharp, I had to come here because you an athlete. What I'm saying is, niggas can't come in front of you with a steroid body and niggas made they body off of push-ups and milk and shit and look at and talk like we the same. We not the same. Nigga, you steal to get ahead. You take corners. You take it in the booty. You do whatever the fuck you do. But you do what you do.
That was too much for me.
Okay, that's cool.
But that's really what he was saying.
You can feel that it's too much for you. But what he came up there to do is talk about people and the things that he claims that he's paid for. And none of these niggas have come out and said that shit was a lie.
That nigga ran that 40 though, didn't he?
He said he writes his own. He said, y'all literates, I'm the king. He
and nobody came
out. I didn't hear a voice.
And I'll tell you this. If a nigga said that I was getting into the booty and I wasn't getting into the booty, I would probably come out and have a whole lot to say about this shit.
I feel like you discredit my work. Talk about my work, but when you get to talking about I take it in the ass, that's weird. Like you just got to be.
Hey yo, if a nigga in an interview, that's cool. But if the nigga takes it in the booty, like and the nigga just knows that he takes it in the booty, I understand that you're saying it's too much, but that doesn't mean that it's not real.
No, so
and
let me think. And why it's not valid? It's
and let me
why
finish.
Does that have any standpoint of what his artistry is? It's gay, funny ass people all the fucking time. Like you can't discredit me by calling me a dick in the booty ass nigga. Like that's weird. Like why are we going there?
Maybe you just didn't watch the whole interview. The thing was
I didn't watch the last 47.
Right. The thing was maybe you didn't watch it intently because the thing was about people getting roles by doing gay favors that aren't gay. And then doing things to get ahead and stealing people's jokes to get ahead and then calling yourself a king or then lying about the people that you stole jokes from. If I'm that nigga that doesn't take dick in the booty and y'all niggas do a whole bunch of weird shit, I'm gonna come out on wax and say these niggas is doing weird shit and they lying in your face. Why wouldn't I? Because I did this shit the hard way. I did this shit with my money. I invested in me.
Stand on you though, like.
Right. So if niggas
stand
play
on you though, or stand on how bad I am with my artistry, but the fact that I'm taking it in the ass makes no sense to me. Like I don't understand how one worked this way.
No, that's
just. All right, Millie. As a girl, maybe you don't get it. DJ, if you took it in the booty and you didn't want niggas to know that you took it in the booty to be famous, you would probably try to hide that to your grave, right? You wouldn't want somebody to come out and say that shit, right? But if you didn't take it in the booty to be famous, what you gonna do?
I'm saying something.
You're gonna come the fuck out. Don? Real? Like,
I agree.
Cat Williams goes out and says these things about these niggas that y'all niggas love so much, in his view, y'all love these niggas so much, and they shit on me, and they done painted my image the whole way. Now I'm gonna give y'all some truth about them, because they done said I did crack and everything for the past 10 years.
I did hear.
And then nobody come out and say no to that? Was that too much?
Did he say no to that though? Like,
yes! That nigga,
before right now, like, did he say no, I never did no drugs?
He said it.
Yes, but he also hasn't been in main interview. Cat Williams doesn't do that many interviews.
That's not what I asked. What I asked was, before right now, with this interview, did he ever say,
when the shit first came out, yes, he's also done it on his stand-ups. He's got a Netflix special where he's wearing gold, and he talks about, if I did hard drugs, when? Name me the dealer that sold it to me and the people I smoked it with. That's what he said. Yeah. He's been saying the same shit. It's just niggas that are more famous say different things. So he came on the platform that they came on to say shit about them.
I don't understand why that's too much. Because you've been saying that I smoke crack for 10 years.
It's just part of
it. And if you take it in the booty,
that's it.
And I don't smoke crack, nigga, god damn it, when I get a mic in front of my face, the world will know.
Yeah, it was just.
Just in my defense, real quick.
Am I tripping?
In my
defense. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just a Virgo, too.
I didn't think Cat smoked crack because somebody else told me he smoked crack. Like, he be looking real wild sometimes. I thought he was on drugs. I swear to God, I did. That's what I thought. I didn't think Cat smoked or did no drugs because Steve Harvey or Cedric the Entertainer said that shit.
I literally was like, what happened to him?
I believe what I want to believe, and a nigga hating on another nigga out the clear blue sky don't be reading for me. Like,
I'm not Millie. I'm not asking you what you thought about Cat. I'm asking you to think if you were the nigga that didn't smoke crack and niggas was saying that you smoked crack for 10 years. I don't care what you was an onlooker think. Well, he doesn't have to do that because I know he's only Cat Williams. But if I'm Cat Williams, I might feel a way about niggas saying I smoked crack for 10 years. And they take it in the booty to get famous and steal my jokes. Nigga, I'm coming on somewhere and letting it off. Like, fuck.
Pause.
Like, that's not. That's.
Pause should be all. Just pause.
How does not. That's not. That's. Maybe I'm a Virgo and he a Virgo. Maybe that's why I got it. Like, maybe that nigga birthday 4 days before mine, which it is, and that's why I got it. I'm watching this nigga. He's saying shit. I'm like, hell yeah. Goddamn, is he a Virgo? I ain't never think about this shit the whole time. Nigga, his birthday right there, nigga. Like, yeah, but so I get it. Like, I think I would do something similar if somebody come at a certain point in time. I'm going to let a whole bunch of shit. Niggas can throw dirt on my name for a long time. That's cool.
I mean,
one of these days, I'm going to come out and let it be known. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, wait. I mean, it's just a couple of differences in the story that y'all thought.
In the interview, he even pointed out Cat Williams. He's like, why are you saying it now? He's like, this is a perfect opportunity. This is truth, right?
It's, yeah, I mean, for me, I don't, like.
Yeah.
Now, he said the truth don't need no motivation. I think it needs motivation. Okay. I don't think that there's no wrong time for the truth to come out there.
I don't think there's any right or wrong time either, but
I think that there's times that,
like, I absolutely,
I think there's ways that's corny that it come out.
The quote,
I feel like when, like, yeah, it's ways the truth come out that's corny, but come on now. That nigga. Alright. I'm gonna switch speeds on y'all niggas. Let me think. I'm gonna go sidebar question. And I'm gonna retry a question that I've tried before.
LeBron James.
Is there a such thing as a fuck up in love?
Absolutely.
I don't know. What is it? If you, the yes or no, y'all, is there a such thing as fucking up if you're in love?
Yeah.
That's how you fall out of love, isn't it? You keep fucking up.
I think that there's such thing as a fuck up when you're in love, yeah.
Sure. Kelsey?
Yeah, I feel like, yeah.
Sure.
DJ, what you think?
Yeah, facts.
Real?
Really?
If there's a such thing as a fuck up if you're in love?
Yeah.
What would y'all consider that to be?
I think cheating. Yeah. Step myself like cheat. Shit. Lying.
You think you can cheat?
Fuck up?
I don't think you can cheat if you're in love. If, like, two people are in love with each other, I don't think there's cheating. I think that you, like, love somebody and cheat on them, but I don't think you could be in love and be cheating.
I think that's sometimes.
Wait, what?
I got so confused quickly.
Is there a difference between loving someone and being in love with someone?
No, I just was trying to understand what you said. Don't ask me a question, goddammit. You explain.
Right. So, but that's what I explained it. If I love someone,
right,
or if someone loves someone, they could cheat on that person. If someone is in love with another person that's in love with them, you guys are like lock and step.
Right, right.
Like, I don't think that there's a way that you're cheating.
Okay. You don't think there's a way that you're cheating?
No, I don't.
What if I love you so much I lean into my job to make us more secure so I'm not home anymore? So then while I think I love you by showing how much of a worker I am, you get lonely at home.
Then at a point in time, she's no longer in love with you.
What if she's still a wonderful homemaker?
I didn't. God. The difference is being in love or just loving. So yes, I hear what you're saying. And the simple answer is she would not be in love with you if you're not in the point where you're satisfying and you're
partaking in the relationship with the person you're in love with because you're so busy being at work because you think that, no, then you're not in love. Like, you're doing...
Can you be in love and be poor communicators?
I wouldn't think so, no. How are you in love?
What are you in love with?
Ooh, that's good.
Like, you,
I
could,
think you can be in love and be poor communicators.
No, you
I don't
can't.
Understand.
What? How?
You can't. You How? Can love someone. She can love
I
you.
I think that people have backgrounds and they have ways that they're raised and ways that they're socialized.
Well, yes, that's what
everybody,
they fall in love with.
And then you have commonalities. Sometimes.
Everybody is incapable
but then
of being in love.
But then sometimes there's situations where you guys, your upbringing doesn't click sometimes. There's certain things in you that don't click sometimes.
Right. You're not in love. You're not in love. You can love them, but you're not in love.
Okay. I get what he's saying. I get what both of y'all are saying.
He's talking about loving someone, but not being
I don't
in love
think,
with them.
I think love is rocky sometimes.
I, see, is. You're not... Don, once again, you're not speaking about a difference.
I said love is rocky.
You're not speaking about a difference. You're only speaking about love as one. There are two different types of things that we're talking about. There's being in love, and there's just love.
Does someone else understand?
I'm sorry. There's a difference between loving somebody and being in love. Yeah.
I wish I was the character.
Do you love your mom the same way you love your girlfriend?
No, because that would be
that's
weird.
That's
because
you're in love with your girlfriend. You just love your mom.
No, nigga. In love, like...
So when you love somebody, right, you say, hey, like, I care, like, you care about them, so you're gonna do things for them because you care about them, you love them. Like, it's your family, your brother, you love him, right? You do things for him.
I don't even want to do it like this.
Okay, you got a wife.
You
take a bullet for her. You're in love.
I don't even
want to
do it like this.
You're in love. I'm just setting two examples.
No, let me do it the right way. You can have a girlfriend, and you think the world of her. You think she's a dope-ass... Let me... You think she's a dope-ass chick, right? You think she deserves a lot of shit. You love her. Like, you know what I'm saying? You appreciate the way that she treats you. You love her. Right? Yeah. But in the back of your mind or on the other side of your mind, you don't know if you're always going to be with her. You don't know if it's going to work out. You're not like 100% sold that y'all are it. You love her though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all, you trying to figure it out. You love her.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a relationship. You love her. You don't have to be cheating. You just love her. There's a difference between that and the person that you communicate with and y'all share goals and y'all have shared goals. And there's a trust. And there's a knowing that we're going to do this shit together. You're my partner. I'm your partner. We're in love. We're making this shit happen. We've decided and we're committed that it's us. Like it's not like we're not just together. Like, yeah, we've discussed marriage. We've discussed, like, and it's a, we're in love. We're locking step. We're doing our shit. There's a difference between just loving somebody and being in love. You can go through the motions.
What if I just forget an anniversary then? Then that fits your example then.
What are you talking about?
Where this deeper love thing where we can't, we're just in a thing. People sometimes forget things and that could be a fuck up in love then. I don't understand.
I mean, that's a fuck up. That's a perfect example.
That's a great example of fuck up then. If it's the original question, then yeah, you just forget an anniversary and you fuck up in love.
But that's a fuck up. That's all it is. It's just a fuck up. But I don't think that means like you're not in love.
But I think yes. I think that my main goal is, my main thing is yes.
So his original question, that's a fuck up.
I think there's a thousand ways in love that you could fuck up. Yes.
I only think that's a, like, sure, maybe a girl would think that. I don't think that's a fuck up.
Back to the original question, thank you.
Well, I mean, back to his original question, then that would be a fuck up. Like, you literally forgot our anniversary. Like, that's kind of fucked up. Like, I'm ready.
I love you down every other day, but I didn't go above and beyond this one day.
If I'm really looking forward to it,
I'm ready for you. I'm getting dressed. I'm doing all. I'm ready. Like, we're ready.
Or, like, if you do every anniversary and you forget this year, and I'm anticipating it.
Okay.
And we
okay.
Fuck up.
So question.
Okay.
Question.
So we found
no, like question, because I don't consider that a fuck up. I know.
The anniversary is a fuck up.
Damn. Let me tell you. Can I ask? Is there certain things? I think Gladys. I know Gladys has a fuck up. Like that, I consider to be a fuck up. Listen, if the person that you're with, you're in a relationship with, that you're in love with, it's y'all anniversary. Y'all are gonna be together forever. You know this, right? They remembered it every other year. There's a reason that they forgot it this year.
What did grandma just die? Like, what? They human. Like,
I mean, grandma really think
thank
about
you,
it. Okay, because
they're not fucking up in love to forget some shit. Something might be going on. That's not a fuck up with the person that you're spending the rest of your life with.
But you did fuck up, though.
So, yeah, fuck up is
you
just
think that in love,
right?
Someone can't
like,
be hurt and then internalize it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Then that's a fuck up.
You've hurt me and I've internalized it.
You're entitled to our opinions.
No, I don't want to internalize it.
I don't think that's fair.
Like, but I'm saying, like, I agree that...
I hear you. That's just my side. No, I just don't think...
I agree it's very fucking human, but... Yeah, don't take
away. Shit, my mama forgot my birthday one year and left the cake on top of the freezer and it melted.
Next year, you're going to be like, I hope you don't forget this year.
And I didn't realize what it was until I saw the ice running outside the refrigerator. And what I do, I went upstairs and
told my mama. Y'all can't talk over each other.
Because I already knew what was going on. You feel me? I already knew what was up. You got...
Yeah, and once again, like you're not in love with your parents. That's a different thing.
I get it.
So, like, that's just a different thing. But, like... I don't necessarily consider that a fuck up. Like, Gladys, you were brought up some yesterday. Like, you brought up a fuck up.
A fuck up. Yeah, a fuck up. I would consider a fuck up if I'm telling my person, we obviously live together, we love each other, right? Mm-hmm. And I confided in this person and I told them something that I didn't want nobody to know. I'm vulnerable. I confided in you. I found out you just told somebody else. I don't give a fuck who you tell. I don't care if you tell your mom.
Yeah.
I told you. I didn't tell you. You fucked up. If I find 100%. Out that you told somebody 100%. What I just told you, that you fucked up.
I don't that's care. A fair fuck up. That's fair. Now, I think that's a fuck up.
Are you fighting? Are you throwing the gloves on?
Well, it depends on what it is. What it is. Like, I don't want certain people to know certain things, but I confide in you.
You don't have to be even boxing. I think the idea is that the next time it's like you're no longer a safe space for
those Kelsey things. Got something to say.
I don't understand.
I don't understand how.
You don't think that's more egregious than forgetting an anniversary? Kelsey, you just said they're a human. What if my grandma just died?
But when you confide in somebody, you're getting very, very personal.
What are you talking about?
It's a personal thing.
I don't even
know. Anniversary?
No,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Time out.
It absolutely is.
Time out.
That is personal. It is.
Listen.
But that's a bond between
Kelsey's,
you guys.
Kelsey's scenario, because like I said, if someone that remembered your anniversary all through your relationship, the year that they forget, there's something going on.
But they still fucked up because they forgot.
Let me finish.
Sure.
That's not... Listen. What I'm saying is no, I don't consider that to be... If I'm in love with you, you're my person. You're going through a circumstance this year. Either you're going through a stressful time at work, you just lost a family member. Whatever may have you. Sure. The priority of us remembering that we're together, although we are always together and we're still together... Is not a fuck up because we're not together.
It's a fuck up. You fucked up in love. Just like when I confided in you and you told somebody the shit that you weren't supposed to tell nobody because it wasn't nobody's business but your business because I shared it with you.
You think those are. You consider those to be equal?
Yes, they're both fuck ups in love.
Yeah, no.
I feel like they're both fuck ups.
I consider them both fuck ups, but I feel like I'm telling you a secret.
And I think the anniversary one, if it was communication, the way you say that.
What do you mean?
In love can. People can be in love. Like, I don't really think that. I think the example that you gave, like, oh, if he gave a fucking gift every fucking year and forgot this year, if we really in communication and in ties with each other, I know what's going on that got your head so spent out that you don't remember our fucking anniversary.
Period.
And I don't remember it either because I'm helping you. Like, I feel like.
That was my point. That was Kelsey's point, that it's a human situation. That's not fucking up.
But I still fucking
that's an extenuating...
No, so what I'm saying is, if you human,
that's but she fucked up. Also mean, like, if you're
human,
it's
not
fucked
up.
Like,
thank
what I'm saying is, if the communication is fucked up to the point that you're going through something, but you don't fucking tell me that you're going through something, yes, that's a fuck up. I think it's okay and cool.
Millie, the thing that I'm saying is that if someone is in a relationship with a person that they're in love with, when they forget the anniversary, it's based on something that's going on, and the person that's with them knows.
Can I also say something?
Like, that's what I'm saying. What you just said, you just said that I know what's got my nigga head so spent out. I'm probably spent out over it, too. That's why it's not a fuck up.
But if I don't, is it?
It's still a fuck up. It's still a fuck up.
Yes!
If you don't know, yeah, but if you do know, no.
Wait.
So the fuck up isn't forgetting the anniversary. The fuck up is having a situation that I'm hiding from my person. That's a fuck up.
I'm an understandable person. Like, I feel like if I know what my nigga struggle is.
Did you hear what I said?
I'd be in love. I have poor communication.
But the actual act itself is
be in love. Yes. Like, you're not in love if you're hiding things from your partner. And that's that would be the fuck up if they thought you were in love. That's why I agree with hiding things is... Forgetting the anniversary isn't the actual fuck up. I think... Let me finish. I think that hiding the thing is a fuck up. Yeah. I think that if I tell my partner something in confidence and they tell it to someone else, you've now broken my trust. That's fuck up. Saying. Those are fuck
up. So you can't fuck up in love then?
Yes, I told you.
But I feel almost the definition of a fuck up is anything that damages the safe space we've created.
That's why you know what I'm saying. It's a personal.
Nigga, if you in a relationship like with somebody,
so we're trusting each other, and now next time you're gonna be like, he's gonna tell his mom. I won't tell him this, but I'll tell him the next thing.
That's
hindering the safe space. Yes. And that's the definition. Yes, that can happen. In love.
If I'm in a relationship with someone that I'm in love with, that's in love with me, and we know that we're spending the rest of our lives together, and she feels that the anniversary and whatever's going on, like, let's say that I've told her what's going on. That's not a fuck up. If you think that's a fuck up, I have to question what I'm in love with.
Okay, alright.
Because that's petty as shit.
I intend to forget about
like, we're not going to be able... Let me finish. We're not going to be able to handle no real situation if the fact that our union, the day that we had our union, that it got bypassed this year. Like, I've been growing my locks for 10 years.
Okay.
I didn't celebrate my lock day this year. I forgot. I've celebrated it for 9 fucking years.
Have you really?
I forgot. On January, I didn't make a post. It's the first time in 10 years.
It's because you have so much going on.
But it's not because... No.
Yeah, a girl wouldn't do that.
See, this is the thing. What it is...
Because you had so much going on.
And correct. But that's not a fuck up. It's just a part of life.
It's a fuck up.
It's not a fuck up if everybody is in communication.
And like I said, if I was to come home to my partner that I done committed life to, and the issue in our relationship that lingers because I fucked up is that I forgot the anniversary, guarantee you, it's going to be a tough time to make it to the next one.
Wow.
That's what I'm going to say.
Wow.
You're dragging out the anniversary.
But then you're being loving. It's so easy to throw away over a minor inconvenience.
That's not minor. That's ridiculous. That's not a minor. That's the fact that the
y'all can't come back from it.
So what? Okay, tell my
if I'm with someone that can't deal with a serious... If I'm with someone that can't deal with a serious... I'm trying to answer the question you asked me, though. If I'm with someone that can't deal with an insignificant issue... Let me finish what I'm saying. If I'm with someone that can't deal with an issue that I consider to be insignificant in the scheme of forever, then yeah,
you have a perfect girl. You have a perfect girl to you. But then you find out that she doesn't want to bring up Cat Williams because sometimes you get loud. You hate that bitch now?
You sound stupid. Like, this is dumb. That's just dumb. Listen, stop asking me stupid questions. Kelsey. If it's significant to her, and if it's significant to her, and my apology and knowing what I'm going through in life, and us celebrating it still because I still love you, and we're gonna celebrate, I just forgot.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't get past that and it lingers in our relationship, because that's what fuck ups do—they linger.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not just like a we had to communicate and it smoothed up. This is a fuck up.
Okay.
If I'm fucking up, that's bad. It's not like something that we can understand.
I consider that.
Forgetting an anniversary is understandable to me. You can be hurt about it that morning. We not going to spend a week of you being mad about the anniversary.
No, we're not going to spend a week of it.
All right, then, nigga. It's not a real fuck up. How long are we going to spend on it? How long are we spending on it?
It depends on the couple. I don't feel like you should spend.
Nah, but you give me a time frame.
You gotta communicate it. That's it. Yeah, I feel like you should. If you don't communicate it, it's gonna keep on going.
Now, once you said it hurts you, and I said I apologize, I accept accountability for hurting you. My bad. Let me finish, and we go, and we gonna celebrate. What happens next?
So we should be on good terms.
All right, then. That's not a fuck up.
You still fucked up. That was still a fuck up.
Okay, so how did you forget? That's the question.
Time out. Listen.
Kelsey,
just know this. You can't say that after we go out to celebrate.
100%.
Then I don't care what you talking about with your little girls.
But you still...
That's not a real fuck up.
That doesn't erase...
No.
You forgot. Like, you still fucked up in that situation.
Whatever.
Yeah, all
right,
you
cool.
You still fucked up. You still made a mistake.
It's not fuck up.
You still made a mistake.
If you what?
If your significant other tells a secret that you told them, can you forgive them fast on that?
It depends on what the 6 is.
Right, because it's if yo it's deeper. So yes, that's a fuck up. Something that's insignificant that you get over like this, or with just humility and honesty and accountability. Hey, I can be. I can
get over that.
Nah. How do I trust you? How do I trust you?
He asked me a question.
You don't erase the action that you did. Like, that
forgetting an anniversary. Nick. How do I trust you if I've given you something that is like a significant piece?
I just do.
Huh?
I'm in love. It has to be in love, right? I'm in love.
It has to be.
You broke it down. You explained to me what it was. What? You told me whatever the fuck you told
me. There's nothing you can tell me. There's not an answer for that.
There's not a conversation that you had with anyone that you shouldn't have had.
Wait. Two questions can't come at the same time. That's why I be trying. What's the one? Which one? Who want to do it first?
Because I didn't even hear your question.
I was just saying, girl, I done.
She said, then you're not in love.
You're not in love.
If you're upset.
Okay, wait a minute.
If you can't forgive your person, you're not in love with the person. You can't forgive them.
You could lose it.
It depends on the fuck up, though. How bad was the fuck up that I can't forgive?
Because the trust is gone. It means you lost it. Like, you love this person, but now you're like, damn, that was fucked up.
Listen, if you...
You lost it. It doesn't mean that you're not in love. It just means, like, you lost it.
I feel like if you're...
All right, catch me for a second. Let me bring Rel in. If you tell your partner a secret, something that is personal to you that you don't want told, and she tells it to someone.
Oh, yeah, you fucked up.
No matter what the explanation of why she told them, at a certain point in time, you're not going to know how to tell her personal shit anymore.
Right. Because you already fucked up by telling someone I told you not to tell you.
It was that perfect example that Don said, like, hey, you said this. Now I just don't know if I can tell you this. I can tell you this, but now I can't tell you that. Like,
that's something that'll linger.
Trust that was gone.
That'll linger.
So now you have to decide whether or not you want to be with that person, and you can absolutely trust them, because otherwise you're not in love.
But so wait. I feel like, okay, all right.
Right, so that is what is a fuck up in love to me, because that would force me to fall out of love.
Think about it.
You could fall, okay, but if you're genuinely in love with that person, no, I'm not going to question it. I'm going to be upset. I'm going to have an issue with it, but I'm going to try and work through the shit. It wasn't your information.
If somebody tells your secrets, you don't got like something that you wouldn't want nobody to never know? There's nothing that you would never know. There was something that was really personal, some way you felt, like, just nothing that you would only tell one person. It's not nothing that you only ever told one person.
No. Mm. Yeah.
But wait.
No, don't.
If it was my person, stop.
The thing that you told the one person that you never told nobody else, if they told that to someone, do you think you could tell them something else personal that you never
told? It would take work, but if I love that person, I'm not going to run away from them. Like, I'm not going to question, they're not my person. I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and give them a chance to rectify it. I'm going to work with them because I'm in love with them.
Like his granny dad.
I'm in love with them.
My questions then, because you don't have to keep saying, like, okay, so then, the question. What is the work on trusting? Are you going to give them little things that you don't want people to know and see if they...
Whatever that looks like for that couple, but you're not gonna work.
Kelsey, stop being general. You told something to someone that you've never told anyone else. Mm-hmm. They told that to someone. Mm-hmm. How do you build trust back?
Do you tell them things again? We figure it out together. We figure out what I need.
Oh, so they get to say so?
Huh?
They get to say so?
We work it out together.
Okay.
Yeah, we work
DJ, what would you do? You working it out, or what y'all doing?
Oh, yeah. I mean.
So,
we've all been talking about, because I was...
Man, y'all ain't never saying nothing to nobody y'all wasn't supposed to.
Yeah. That's not a secret that I wasn't supposed to tell.
Not necessarily a secret that my significant other has told me, but...
Because that's forbidden, nigga.
What I was saying was, y'all been saying, what y'all consider a fuck up. You may think that you fuck up and tell your significant other what you did that you thought was a fuck up and be on the same page Kelsey is on and want to work through it and get past it. Yeah, be upset for a little bit, but then that shows the level of you being in love with the person. If you fuck up, how much of a fuck up, if you're not cheating per se, if we're slipping communication, if we're doing right, something, how much in love are we in love for this to be it? Because I got drunk or I was in confidence. And then how did you even find out that I said something to this person? Either that person was a mutual friend or I came to you and was like, hey, look, I know you told me this, but I was talking to such and such, and you know how we, and I, this came up.
Does that count?
Well, that would depend on the relationship.
Would that
count? You have to be telling yourself. You're not finding out. You're telling on yourself.
No, exactly. That's what
how you that's take true. It. You take it better that way.
It's still kind of.
I'm not saying take it better. What I'm saying is the
I already told you. There's nothing you can say.
The ways that you find out. Right. There's nothing you can say.
I think that's one of the. I think that's worse than cheating.
What? Okay, no, and that's cool. That's if how you feel in a relationship. What I'm saying is, okay, hold on, because I've been holding on for Ray Van to be in place. What I'm saying is that it's a two-party street. We're all in talking about what we feel is a fuck-up. I get that. And that's our opinion. What I'm saying is, it still matters with...
Yes, I heard you, and I got that. Y'all keep making that same point.
So with that being...
That's a general point. Right. We're speaking about a specific issue. Okay. Y'all keep acting like it's general.
So what's the specific issue?
Your partner told your secret. Now, I think that telling your secret is more... I think that's more treacherous than cheating. Cheating is something like, ooh, we have a miscommunication. I'm not receiving something.
Right.
Damn, let me finish. But we all can't talk.
You're right.
For a second. I think that cheating is... Yes, that's something with the person is cheating. Right? That is their, like, that's a greed thing, that's a selfish thing, that's a whatever. That is something on them. That is something I think that could be worked out. Because that's a conversation. Nigga, you done already told my shit.
So I've actually been in a situation where the nigga I was fucking said something to somebody that, like, pillow talking. Like, I don't, like, yeah, you run me your story, I choose to believe it or I don't. I choose to trust you or I don't. I don't know. I feel like cheating is something totally different.
That's a violation,
on a whole other level than canoogling fucking stories.
Yeah. I said a secret, not a story. Anybody else give me something? Did somebody else, like, I'm not...
Yeah, and that's not
a question. All right, I'm trying to ask the niggas real quick.
So
y'all keep climbing up for a second.
What you say?
The secret. Do you think that a secret is treacherous?
Yes. Like, I can't, like, if I tell you something.
Do you think it's equal to cheating? Do you think one is worse?
No, I feel a secret or cheating.
Down as well.
No, I think it's equal.
Equal.
Well, all right, so there's one time.
It depends on how deep that secret is.
And DJ, I want to know what you think, too. Is it equal or what's more or what's worse?
I'm sure y'all want to hear what I said because I didn't finish the last point.
One time I was in a relationship with this girl and I was cheating and so we had friction.
Don, all right, but yes or no? What's worse, nigga? Like, answer the question.
I think cheating is worse.
Thank you. That's cool. I don't need a story. We gotta.
No, cheating is
worse.
All right.
Yeah, I don't. I think slipping dick is worse than slipping words. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Y'all
got a whole other vision that's worse than me telling your secrets on that.
That's cool.
I think slipping dick is worse than slipping words.
Yeah, it is though, but it's 50-50.
Yes. All right, hold on.
Cheating is worse. I don't give up. If you in love, you're not in love. You're lying. You didn't love me the first time.
Correct.
You're lying. You didn't even love me. That's
you ain't love me enough to hold my secret.
No.
Either.
True.
And you ain't love me enough to hold
your dick. Thank you.
But that's not in love, though. That's not in love. He was not in love with you.
Well,
correct.
He has candy eyes. He has eyes for different candy. No. It's no. That's not in love.
Yeah,
person
correct.
Who's in love with you, fine. They're not looking at anybody else but
right. So once again, I don't think that you can cheat when you're in love, but I do think that you can tell somebody's secret when you're in love. And I think that'll fuck up being in love, and I think you'll always have love for that person. You'll always love them because love is forever. But I think that that changes the dynamic of the relationship forever, because I told you something that was in confidence, and then I was serious, and you shared that with somebody else. I don't know how to ever trust you with serious shit again. Because I would have to trust you with the serious shit. Like, the saying goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So, yeah, I gave you the information, shame on, you shouldn't have said it. But if I give you the opportunity to do that shit again, that's my fault.
Why the fuck am I doing that with somebody that I thought I was in love with that already, like, you done already proved that we not in love because you got loose lips and you don't, I told, don't nobody tell the secret and be
if
like,
you got loose lips.
And don't nobody tell the secret and be like, yeah, I just said it and then you didn't know that I couldn't say this to somebody else. You knew just from the tone of my voice when I was talking about the secret.
Oh, if you tell me that, unless you tell me, don't say nothing. I might say something. Like, well, whoa. If you don't say shit about this, I might just bring it up.
Oh, come on.
I mean, what the fuck is the question I'm saying?
That's a communication.
Thank you. Hey, I gotta tell you something. Don't say shit. It's, you know what, that gives me the decision to be like, you're going off of saying, had casual conversation.
No. A casual conversation is one thing, but actually saying, like, you can tell by the way a person is talking to you, like, the tone of their voice, like, you know, I'm getting personable with you. I'm, like, getting, I'm vulnerable right now.
I wish I had job mask.
Yes! Y'all not know what a secret is?
Yes!
But how are we supposed to know it's a secret if you don't tell us it's a secret? I'm so confused.
You know,
nobody says, hey, this is a secret, by the way.
Or say, oh, this I slept with so-and-so. Want you to share.
Nobody says that.
What? I'm not... Okay.
No, look, if I say, hey, Kelsey,
Nigga is my close friend. I have never told her something about that.
Y'all aren't in love. That shit sounds ridiculous.
Okay.
Like, I need people to stop.
But we're grown-ups. Like, you're not about to... Okay.
Exactly. You just said I'm going to quote you on that shit.
Yes,
you just said we're grown-ups. Then you should be able to acknowledge what the fuck a secret is, okay?
We should be able to communicate as such. We should say, hey, this is something personal to me. I'm going to share with you. Don't share with nobody fucking knows.
Hey.
Because... Kelsey. That's how you communicate as an adult.
Sure. Come on. Sure. Kelsey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Kelsey, can I ask you a question? Stop for a second. Has Millie ever told you something that you know that you're not supposed to tell on the podcast or to nobody else?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a what?
But we communicate. We communicate.
Wait. So
Time out.
So everything that Millie ever told you that you know that you're not supposed to tell... It's something that she said, hey, don't tell nobody this. So when y'all was living together and anything took place, you just knew that all of that shit was like something I shouldn't tell, or she just woke up in the morning like, hey, disclaimer for the day. Whenever the light come on today, I don't want you to tell nobody. That's what happened?
No.
Shut up! You knew what secrets was because you were an adult!
That's not what I'm
saying. So stop. No, stop. Stop saying what you said. I'm talking. Let me finish. Let me land. Kelsey, let me land.
You landed.
No, I didn't. No, Kelsey, stop.
I
heard
when
you.
When it's something that personable that can shatter trust and
Kelsey.
When it's something like that, you need to articulate.
No, Kelsey. No, Kelsey. Stop. If you said something that Millie didn't want said, that she never told, that she wanted said, you telling
anything
me.
Anything that personable, we have had a conversation about it.
I'm Millie cousin, and I know shit about Millie that I'm not supposed to say, that I would never say, like, you know what I'm saying, like, the fuck is we talking about? I know everybody knows shit about everybody that niggas wouldn't say because you're not supposed to say it.
Okay.
That's what knowing what shit is.
I don't know nothing about none of you niggas.
So can we say that it's things that you feel like in your discretion, like, yo, I'm not supposed to say this shit.
I wouldn't say shit
that I told you not to say.
Millie. So my thing,
yes or no, like,
my point, and duh, the answer is, if I said something that you didn't have to tell me not to say, and I would know that you wouldn't want me to say, you would respond to that in a way. And then going forward, you may or may not share things with me, because, you know what, I told this nigga, and I mean, he clearly knew that he didn't have to say that. Now I don't necessarily want to tell him shit. I love you.
I personally feel like that's why a lot of trust be broken, because niggas don't lay that shit out. Like, I feel like you going by your discretion and I'm going by mine.
But question.
Sometimes that shit don't land.
Millie. I ever told your secrets, you ever told mine?
I don't know what's your secrets and what's not. Like, based off my discretion, I know what I don't be talking about out in public around other motherfuckers. Like... I don't know if it's a secret or not. I don't feel comfortable talking about it. Like, that's
what?
How I feel. Because like,
it's what, Millie?
Because it's what? Total confidence?
It's just personal.
Total confidence.
Right. That was the whole point
I've been making. It's the code, but everybody don't live by the same code, though, right?
You're correct.
So I gotta tell you my code.
No, Millie, you, so love. When, you already so know if,
but code. The person you love would be by your code. Yeah. No, that's why you love
or, no, not necessarily. Or maybe we're in love and we've been communicating and da-da-da-da-da, and then you broke a code by telling a secret that I thought that you would have knew not to tell. Nigga, that's why it's a fucking secret.
That's why it don't, I feel like cheating is worse. It don't.
Like, you got a nigga that be, you say it's a nigga that's, like, homophobic, and y'all do booty play, and you tell your girls that he, you be playing with his booty, and he don't like it, and he feel away.
That's a perfect fucking example.
Fuck is we talking about?
Like, you don't do that shit. You don't.
So,
fucking,
question. I'm not gonna go with that scenario.
No, nigga.
Can we put a pin in that one and then come back? I got
a really good point. That's a fuck up.
No, I get that. What I'm saying,
y'all niggas don't want to talk about the actual shit that you talked about. That's a real shit. That's a reason the niggas can fall out of love.
I agree, but I.
So what I'm saying is, so I'm sorry. So excuse me. So what you're saying is, and I get what you're saying.
I'm listening to you.
What I'm saying, I get what you're saying. So when you communicate something and something in confidence or personal, you tell them, hey, even if you say don't tell nobody, it should be a secret because of the tone or the actions or how you're speaking or where you're speaking. I get that. But that's not, you don't have to do that when it comes to cheating. You don't need to be like, hey, when you leave here, don't fuck the other pussy.
You shouldn't have to do that.
That's a rule.
So exactly. What I'm saying is, like, some people have to be told. Some people have to be told. Don't tell nobody.
It depends on what the topic is.
No, and I understand that. And I understand that. I get that. I see both sides. All I'm saying is some people have to be told. Some people have to be told.
Not every time.
I didn't say that they did. Listen,
you should be.
Y'all take what I say and run with it. I said some people have to be told.
Some do. They do. Really do.
Hey, yo, look. Can I tell you? If I'm in a relationship with somebody, I think it's understood that, like, we in an exclusive relationship, and I don't want you fucking nobody, and you don't want me fucking nobody. So, like, when that takes place, there's a conversation behind that. I find way more solace in having a conversation with somebody about having sex with someone that they can stop having sex with, or they can tell me why they had sex with, or all of those things could be worked out to me. That's a therapy. That can be worked out. If I have a secret that I don't want the world to know, or I don't want people to know, and I've shared it with you, and you've now shared it, that's irreparable. There's no way to take it back. You can never unbreak it. You can never, like, hey, I won't tell it again. Bitch, you already told it.
So loose lips is worse than loose lips.
That's what I said. DJ, I said that already. Stop being surprised with the same.
No, I'm just, it's
you can't do the same recourses that you did with cheating. You said y'all would talk about it. We would figure it out.
No, I just told you. No, there's no conversation. As a man, cheating just fucks with my masculinity. It fucks with my ego. It fucks with how I am prioritized to you. I think I'm the most important nigga in the world to you. And for a point in time, or a couple of nights, or however many nights, or whatever days, or whatever information was shared, there was another nigga that was up on your priority list. I don't feel a way about it. I don't like that. That doesn't gel with me. So if we have conversations to the point that I feel that I'm back number one on your priority list, that's reparable. If you tell a secret, you can't untell it. It's irreparable. You can't fix the shit. It's unfixable. Yeah, all right, cool. Yeah, all right, DJ.
Question.
No, everybody in an Avenger.
No,
keep going.
Question. But, okay, so Mr. No Divorce, if your wife tells a secret, what do you do?
If my wife tells a secret,
Mr. No Divorce, how do you fix it?
We're gonna have a big time of maybe some separation.
Oh, so there is ways to fix it. Cause you just
said separation.
No, I did not say fixing shit. We married forever, but we could separate.
Oh my god!
Wait, are y'all gonna live with 2 houses and never fuck back with each other?
Y'all
never. Over. We together, but it's over.
You're trapped. He's Tom Cruising you right now.
See, y'all need.
He's Tom Cruising you.
See, the thing that y'all do is y'all don't have answers to the solutions in my head.
And that's
y'all,
a solution?
So listen, y'all don't have answers to the solutions in my head, and y'all just yell about it because y'all don't understand it. Y'all don't ask questions.
I don't yell.
It's your head.
No, I did not yell. I just think it's funny.
I'm just commentating on how you feel. It's your head. Do your thing. With your head. My nigga,
My point is, y'all don't ever look for understanding. Y'all just look to judge. My thing is like,
how you just say that? You just said you was going to separate from your wife without talking. How we not look for understanding? Like, what are you talking about? What do you mean? That's not out of understanding?
No, you didn't understand it, and you just laughed at it and scoffed at it. That's not looking for understanding in why I would separate and why I see that as a viable option. No, that's not looking for understanding.
So why are you looking for your understandings of why, bringing that that type of trust would be what it is. So,
oh, wait, what?
I didn't think that we would take it as far as marriage, but okay, I guess if we already married.
Why? Why?
I'm saying you gave us your whole rundown of why you feel, how you feel about telling a secret. Like, we heard that. We got that.
It's irreparable.
But we didn't visit it in a marriage aspect. So when we visited in the marriage aspect, you said this is what you would do about it.
And your
whole laugh because it was like, oh, okay. But we understood how you felt.
But you don't understand what it looks like in the future. Y'all just said solution. Oh, y'all never. Y'all just said, oh, you would never see each other again. Y'all living in the. You didn't let me answer any of these questions. I didn't tell you what marriage looks like separated from the person that broke my trust.
So then what does it look like?
That's my point. That my point was not looking for understanding. That's not looking for understanding. I think that in a marriage, like if I'm married to someone that's broken my trust, mm-hmm. and I feel like, yeah, like I feel like it'd probably be a lonely feeling. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there would be an amount of me that, as a person that would still love that person. I want to have experiences with them. I want to do things with them. If we're married, I don't believe in divorce. Like, we have family or intertwined the families. Mm-hmm. Then there would still be times and things that would have to be come together. Those are the times that I think, like, shit like that come together. I'm not like a big co-parent birthdays. Like, if we split and we not together and we wasn't married or nothing.
I just had the funniest
thing. I don't understand why we doing birthdays. I don't understand why we doing hot. That's not a me thing. Like, but if I was married to somebody and there's a reason.
You work through it with them?
We're married. It's not working through it. There's no breaking it. Like, you went before God. There is no divorce. Like, I don't believe in that shit.
So you separated for how long?
That's what I'm trying to understand, the separation. That's what I'm trying to understand.
You don't have to. You're not married to me.
So, I'm asking, how long is the separation?
We did that entire thing for you to understand. For us to understand, and you saw tell us.
You don't understand.
We don't need to understand. It's y'all, not me. What the fuck? Is your friend?
But I just told you what it looks like. We're going to get together on occasions. We can be separated for forever. I don't know how long we'd be separated. It could be, it could be indefinitely. It could not be. I don't have a specific answer. The way that we would still connect and do things together, we would still be married. I'm never getting divorced. You don't have that option marrying me. So what I'm saying is, yes, it would look different than maybe what y'all would look like, but.
Oh, shit. Yeah, question.
Yeah.
So. Cheating, I mean, word of mouth is worse than cheating. So, what if that person cheat and you tell them not to tell that they cheated? They tell anyway. You go leave them in.
Who you cooking with that?
I don't know. So what you telling me is, if you walk in and your bitch is fucking someone else, you say, hey. We gonna get through this, you don't tell nobody. And then we go, hey baby, I told Abby, bitch, I'm done with you. You can't keep your legs or your mouth closed. But the legs being, not being closed to be prayer was the not legs, the issue. I'm just saying, bro. Go ahead, I asked the question, he got it.
That's a dumb question to be the
answer. Why is that a dumb question?
Let me answer you. Because you just went through your whole little rant. I just eloquently explained to you that I think that the infidelity with another person is something that can be stopped. The only thing that is broken is my ego. That is fixable. When you share information, which is trust, you've broken trust. That is something that is rarely fixable. Also, trust is rarely fixable.
So you didn't trust the person not to cheat?
I think.
Okay.
Let me answer. I think that cheating is a more human. I do understand how that takes place, and I understand that that's something that can take place. I think that that is therapy. I think that there is conversations that need to take place in that relationship. I think that there is a way that you can maybe try to get past that when you share. That's you, and that's cool. And we just have a difference of opinion. Y'all don't have to be upset about
it. There is a difference.
But we did like. And I'm not sitting here yelling at you, telling you that you're supposed to be like, oh, it's crazy that you don't want nobody to fuck your person. That's cool. I get it. That's what you think. And that's important to you. I wouldn't scoff at you on that. It's just different on the other side because I'm saying shit that y'all just don't feel. Like, I'm just saying, like, y'all need to do a lot of scoffing at shit that y'all wouldn't do just because y'all don't understand it. And I get it. It's just not y'all actions. That's fine.
I understand things. It's still just funny. I understand things.
Yeah. Okay.
If you cheat and you tell.
That was my question. Cool, no one ever, you didn't ask that.
I was about to say,
no one asked my
it's
question.
It's not the cheating.
Right, no, I know that. It's the telling part.
You asked
about the same incident that you did that started the issue.
It's not the two different actions.
No, telling no matter what.
It,
DJ, DJ. All right, so listen. Look.
Hey, can I get some Doritos, though? I was
eyeing them, too, real bad.
It's not... It's, it's not... It's... No. Once again, I think it's the trust of the union. Like, when we say, like, you go cheat. My ego is the only thing that's broken.
Right.
But like, how? When she tells.
So your trust isn't broken when she cheats? I don't understand how it's just your ego. But you trusted that person not to step out on you.
I did not... No.
DJ, you didn't trust that person.
DJ, as a human being... cheating is in the realm. Yeah. That's something that can take place.
Okay, so you're not in love with this person because you said you don't cheat on people that you're in love with.
Correct.
I'm just trying to pro with the punches to get
they
out of could,
that 100%.
If you're in love, there's no way you're going to cheat. That's what he's saying. Like, and I agree. There's no way you're going to fucking cheat.
So we just love each other. And if we want to make it to in love, then I think that that's a really big hurdle that we got to get over. But if we've made it through, like, you're not cheating, or we've made it even through a cheating, or whatever, if we get to a point, because I'm not just sharing with anybody my secrets, we'd probably have to be in love for you to get that type of information. Right. Now, I think that I can trust you. Like, we're not just, I don't just love you. Like, we've communicated a lot of things. And you share that, that's going to hurt me, bro. And it's going to hurt me big, and I don't know how I'm gonna come back from that. I don't know how we come back from that, because it's a shit that's like, that's big. I don't know.
I just don't tell you shit. That's how I come back from it. And then you fucking someone else, that's just crazy. Me always trying to keep tabs on you after that, because how you gonna come back from that? That's just in my head. That's just, everybody, you know, thinks differently, but I feel...
No, hey, DJ, you know. She just don't fuck nobody else. If she not fucking nobody else, she not fucking nobody else. You don't gotta go out the house. You don't go, nigga. She's not fucking nobody else. But you don't gotta go on the house. Go out the house and talk on the phone.
No, I don't. You're absolutely correct. I get that. But you know,
like, if I just can't trust you to be, like, you don't like, if you locked in the house, you can't leave. You're not cheating. But you could talk to somebody. That's a whole different thing, bro. We gonna get out of 200, man.
That was awesome.
We gonna get out of 200. Bro, you got anything to say to people when we get up out of here?
It's the chip bag shake.
Yeah, the chip bag shake.
Yeah.
I don't know right now. Come back to me, man.
Take care of yourself. Practice your hobbies.
Book of Makeup Artistry by Kelsey.
Yes,
Prime and Valentine's Day promotions. $85 a face. Makeup Artistry by Kelsey.
Yes.
That's
where I heard. On IG. Or get to Kelsey Watkins on IG.
Kelsey Watkins too. Yeah.
Find Kelsey Watkins on IG. Because I'll be having the toughest time finding Makeup Artistry by Kelsey.
Okay, yeah, so it's Kelsey Watkins.
There's a million bitches that do makeup named Kelsey.
It's spelled K-E-L-S-I-E.
They have
nothing to do with Kelsey.
They're spelled the exact same way. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why I say Kelsey, you can find your page. I've still never been able to find
her. Way faster, gotcha.
I've never, in a year, I've never been able to find her makeup page.
I got you.
DJ.
Can you drink a love, people? Check out my IG page. I forgot to post my first class at the library, but it'll be coming. Another class will be coming up soon.
Millie?
Be great. Be kind. Please be kind. Lord have mercy.
There we go.
Yes. Some of that.
That was awesome. You never had one before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
She has it.
Fuck yeah. Hey! 200! Let's go!
Paying attention to
detail, goddammit. Miss Gladys is in the bathroom, but I'm gonna let y'all know. Talk to your loved ones, them that you love them. Always be positive. But before I say you to end, I'm gonna let y'all know that I appreciate everybody in this room. I appreciate Gladys. I appreciate Cal. I appreciate Twan. Once again, big shout out to everybody that was a part of anything that was not even a podcast over the years. Yeah, we still going. We still talking. 200 is a huge milestone. So I don't know. I'm a little bit gassed, but I'm a little gassed about it. But like I said, keep it positive. But if the motherfuckers force you to go bad, fuck some shit up, my nigga.